Joining me for the December edition of Our Town is Dr. Brian Holmes, and he likes to be called Brian, so we'll call him Brian. And you've got, this is the 14th year of sort of a medical mission for dental work. Tell me a little bit about the inception of this. Where did this start?
Well, I have to always give credit to Skye Pennell, who was a longtime teacher at Mapleton. PE teacher. She came into my office. When I first moved to Florence in 2000, I took over the practice of Dr. DeVern Pinnock, who'd been here for a long time. Skye Pennell came in a few months after I'd been there, and she sat in the chair, visited a bit. When she's finished, she looked at me and said, okay, now that you're in Florence, what are you going to do for the kids in Mapleton? And to be honest with you, I really didn't even know there was a school in Mapleton at that time. So
you're
one of my
new, I mean,
yeah, I was just, I just moved here. And so one of the assistants who still works with me, Colleen Lee, she was born and raised in Mapleton, went to school there. So I got talking to her a little bit about it. So we made arrangements to go up to the grade school and thought, okay, well, what can we do? So we went up there, took some toothbrushes, took some educational aids. We checked all the kids for decay. We taught them how to brush their teeth, good snacks, bad snacks, handed out toothbrushes. Found about 90% of the kids had decay. But we left feeling good. Okay, we did our part. We'll be happy. We'll come again next year. So the following year, we went up there, handed out toothbrushes and whatnot, had the same talk. Same 90% of the kids had decay. So I realized that this is not going to work. We need to do something more. So that's when we started saying we will partner with Medical Teams International, the dental van. I happened to be asked to work with them in Yahats for one day, kind of on a fluke because they couldn't find any dentists from Lincoln County to go there. So they called and I was next on the alphabetical list and I said, sure. So I met Danny Saunders, who's a longtime employee of them, driver, and we started going up there 4 to 5 times a year with the dental van. Seeing the kids, the administration, school administration set up the kids. They screened, helped to screen the kids, determine who really needed the work first and foremost, who may not get it otherwise. And we started going up there, and after about 7 to 10 years, we dropped that decay rate down about 10%, and it stayed that ever since. So we've tried to do the same thing in Florence. We've tried to do the same thing in Waldport. And then in 2012, I just read an ad in the Journal of American Dental Association that they were looking for a Western-trained dentist in Ecuador by a group called the Tandana Foundation out of Ohio. So we went, my daughter and I, kind of not really sure what to expect, and realized that, guess what, 90% of the kids had decay, just very similar to here. And we did that for 5 years, and then my good friend Otis Wade, who was the IT director, the first IT director at the casino here. Became very good friends with him on the golf course and whatnot. And he was born and raised in Grenada, and he and his wife decided to move back to Grenada to try to do humanitarian work there. And he reached out to me, and we were talking about my work in Ecuador. And I said, Otis, I could do the same thing in Grenada. And he said, I'm glad I didn't have to beg. But by then, we knew what we were doing. So portable equipment. Volunteers, we work with the ministry, we get permission to go to the schools, and so that's kind of how it started.
This has got to be some kind of a passion for you or compassion for the kids, to have done this so long, and it's not something that, doesn't cost money to do. So, did you just have a passion for kids or compassion for kids ever since, or is it just in general how you are?
My parents taught me to serve in the community, and right now I can tell you that at this point in my career, it's hard to work on kids. The angle that you sit on is a little bit different. I finished working on a kid, and my back hurts, my neck hurts, and so I'm grateful that Dr. Linton and Dr. Alcorn are younger than I am because they tend to see quite a few of the kids at our office, and that's what's crazy because when I go on these trips, we pretty much 90% of the people we see are kids, and after these trips, my back doesn't hurt quite as much. My neck doesn't hurt as much, even though the portable equipment is not set up well. It's not ergonomic, but it's just crazy. But, I credit my parents who raised us to know that, serving the community. If you're in the community, give what you know. Do what you know how to do. I don't know how to do much else other than dentistry, and so I'll keep trying to give it.
So it's not something medically that happens while you're working with the kids. It's something if you want to call it spiritually or you want to call it, metaphysically, that kind of rejuvenates you.
It really does. I feel very renewed. That's the term I like to use. Mm-hmm. And I get re-energized. And what's crazy is, we work long hours and we get worn out. And typically on our plane ride home, my wife is writing down notes. How can we do more? How can we see more kids? How can we do more work? So she's already planning for the next year. And so she's really good at support about that. But I do. I just feel re-energized. So when I step into my office after a trip like this, you know, it's not a vacation. It's hard work. But you step in, you feel just reinvigorated.
How long do you stay? Usually.
In Ecuador, I used to stay only about 10 days, but in Grenada, we'd go about two and a half weeks because we see a lot more kids.
How many on average would you think you see daily?
Well, the first year, we saw just about 620 kids in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
And we did the same thing. We screened the kids. We started with three schools. Otis, because he lived there, grew up there, and knew that we need to go to schools that are more outside the capital, where no one ever goes. In fact, we started a new school last year, or in 2022. I met the principal, and he'd been there for 12 years, and it's a pretty poor area of Grenada. And he said, in 12 years, not a single either Grenadian government or an NGO from out of the country had ever come to his school and done anything. And he was shocked. You know, there's only 100 kids at that school, but he was shocked. And I went to visit with him when I was there in Grenada in August, part of a SEAL Grenada program this last August. And he was so excited to know that, hey, we're going to keep coming. This wasn't just a one time we're done, because with dentistry, you have to continue. It's a continuum, because you just can't go in, again, like Mapleton. If we just gone that one time, nothing would have ever really occurred. And so same with these schools. So we started with three schools, and as we found that the decay rates dropped down now closer, these first schools we started in 2017, that decay rate's down to about 30-40%. So we have less time needed at those schools, so we added a fourth school, and then in 2024, we're adding a fifth school, and we expect to see about 820 kids total.
Wow. How big's your team when you go down?
When we first started, we only had three or four volunteers from the States come, because we tended to always try to work with local dentists and local dental assistants. And what was kind of crazy is in 2022, the dental minister, she did not really support us that year, which was surprising. I really didn't know what happened, because in years past she had. So she didn't have anyone local come and help us. But I'm grateful that we'd signed up 26 volunteers from the States to come. And one of those was Dr. Linton, his wife, and two of his kids. And then we had a couple of dental hygienists come from. One came from Utah, one came from Nevada, and just other volunteers who signed up to come. We brought a good friend of mine, Chad, and his wife had taught first grade for years. So she came and introduced a literacy project to the schools down there. My son Royce has gone every year, and he goes to a vocational school and teaches basic computer programming. So it's not just dental. It's just, again, these people who come and have these skills. They're like, yeah, I can help you in the dental aspect, but this is what I know how to do better. Let me try to introduce something else.
So are you seeing the support return in the Grenadian government?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so we have a couple of local dentists signed up with us again who we worked with before. And they're so grateful because they really don't get taught a lot about prevention. They typically go to dental school in Guyana or Cuba. And a couple of them, when we introduce sealants and talk about how sealants on the biting surface of the back teeth, the molars, that reduces decay upwards of 70-90%. So if we get those on the kids as soon as those teeth erupt, we can prevent a lot of problems. And they're just excited to see that. They're excited to have their hands on that material that they've read about, but they maybe never have used before.
Is there anything you need from our community to make this happen, or is this something that is well funded through other opportunities?
Well, I'm glad you ask, and you know, I'll explain just a little bit. Rotary has always helped donate money towards some supplies, and we've slowly purchased some portable equipment. And we're to the point now that we really don't need any more portable equipment, because you can only carry so much with you, right? And we get a lot of the supplies donated from a different dental supply companies. And then anything that I have left over, I leave with those local dentists who work with us. You know, if it was given to me to use in Grenada, I'm not bringing it back to the States.
Right.
It's going to stay in Grenada. But as I was mentioning earlier with Wayne, the volunteers who come, and this time in 2024, we'll have 29 different volunteers over a two-week period of time. A part of any humanitarian trip you do internationally, volunteers always have to pay their own airfare. You know, going to Grenada can be anywhere from $800 to $1,200, depending on what time of year you go. And so I asked the volunteers, hey, come work with us, but it's going to cost you this much. And by the way, when you're down there, we're trying to get meals and lodging, so we all stay at a place. We don't stay in a resort or anything. It's just a old sugar plantation that's converted into a small kind of bed and breakfast type place. They give us our lodging and our breakfast, and then we can pay for meals there. So when we do get funds donated to us through our nonprofit, which is Spice Isle Smiles, because Grenada is a spice island, we tend to use all of that towards lowering the cost or lessening the cost of volunteers. So in 2022, the volunteers had a kick in about $650 on top of their airfare, and that covered meals, lodging, and on-island transportation, because we have to hire a driver to take us back and forth from the schools. Mm-hmm. And he usually has to take three trips in the morning and three trips in the afternoon because you can only fit so many people. This year, because of the donations we've received, the volunteers, we're only asking them $450. But still, that's a big ask.
Right.
You know, you take a week off vacation. You get to travel somewhere. It's hot. It's very humid. We're not in an air-conditioned place, and you get to work all day. But I'll tell you what, every single volunteer reported back to me. I asked them to kind of do a post-project analysis or give us more ideas, give us help, because you can always learn from outside people who don't have dental experience. They can look at it and say, look, you could do this and this will make it better, which it has. But all of them except two are signed up to go again this year.
Wow.
And what's really interesting is a lot of them talked about, say, you know, I've always wanted to do this, but I just never knew how to do it or how to get involved. And a lot of international humanitarian trips, like the one I used to do in Ecuador, they were charging $1,500 to $1,900 a week on top of your airfare. So because we really have zero costs as a nonprofit, we have no administrative costs other than our corporate filing fee and our website maintenance. There's no other fees in that. So all of it goes right back into the project.
So to say then, if people were willing to help to maybe support some of the extra costs that the volunteers are having to have, that they could do that through Spice Island Smiles?
Spice Isle, I-S-L-E.
Spice Isle.
Spice Isle. Yeah, and I can tell you, you know, if you go onto the website, you know, there's definitely, like any other website of a 501c3, there's a spot where you can donate. And the donation, again, goes to help support the volunteers who go. We're always looking for those who want to go. And this year, in 2024, Lisa and David Sedlacek from here in Florence are going to go with us. 2017, the Farnsworths went with us, and I think they enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the Sedlaceks. Bobby Nelson from Mapleton went to Ecuador a year, and she had a great time. And so I know there's people in town who said, hey, I'd like to go, and if they want to talk to me, I'll give them more information, and we'd love to have volunteers with us.
When is the actual trip?
I get down in Grenada on January 11th. Volunteers start showing up on January 13th, so that gives us a chance to set up at the first school. Volunteers show up on Sunday evening. We do a quick basic tutorial, tell them what's going to happen, what school we're going to go to. We get up early on Monday morning, and we hit that school up and running, and we start seeing those first kids about 8:15, 8:20, and
so
away we go.
If people want to participate, they need to make their decision quick.
Well, we're bringing on volunteers for 2025 right now.
Okay, so you've already got 2024 covered.
2024 is covered.
So good.
Yeah.
So 2025. Doesn't hurt to get signed up soon.
No, and it would be great. But again, I hate to ask for donations. It's tough for me because I'd like to support.
Ask for you.
I mean, we've supported, you know, Florence Dental Clinic has supported about every project in town, and we've loved doing it. And we know we can only do it because of the patients who've come and support us. And I like to tell people that these international projects and the local projects in Mapleton and whatnot, without support from patients, none of this would happen. But we decide that what we gain, our increase in our business, you know, the bottom line, we're going to use that to spread again. What do we know how to do? Let's help those who are less fortunate, who don't get the care they need.
Brian Holmes, thank you so much.
I appreciate the help. At least the interview. Thanks for letting me share. Appreciate it. Thanks.
You're listening to the December edition of Our Town. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the folks at Light Up a Life, which is coming this weekend. So be here on this edition of Our Town.